Hey everyone, and welcome to the 25th episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. This podcast will be an opportunity to highlight some of the amazing members of the One of Us community and help you meet some of the people that make this the greatest group of individuals on the internet. The One of Us community is an inclusive gaming community made up of content creators, viewers, and gamers from all over the world. The community focuses on the tenets of playing games, having fun, and helping to lift each other up. The Discord is open to all people who share these values at discord.gg/oneofus. Make sure you follow and review the podcast to help others find it and join the community. Also, you can now sub to the podcast at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support. All monetary support will go to bringing about more episodes, commissioning artwork and music, and future giveaways. My guest this week is the man, the myth, the pink bunny suit legend, Ninja Platypus. Ninja is a Mixer streamer and community member whose unique comedic demeanor and often high level of gameplay makes for an engaging and funny content. This week, he joins me to discuss our histories of gaming, make some E3 predictions, and answer some questions from the community. So sit down, relax, and enjoy the next hour or so with our good friend Ninja Platypus on the One of Us Community Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 25 of the One of Us Community Podcast. I have a very special guest with us tonight. Some say he's a ninja, some say he's just a platypus, but we call him Ninja Platypus. How are you today, bud?
That's me. I'm doing good. How about you, Rock?
Oh, not too bad, man. Sitting down, relaxing. It was an exciting day for Destiny fans today, so I'm kind of riding the high of the hype train and recording a podcast.
Nice. Yeah, there's some exciting stuff with that, isn't there?
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a while since I played it.
It was funny because I was at work. They did a live stream today, and I was at work, but I had some buds in Discord that were basically live blogging the whole thing. So I just had like my phone just like kind of like hidden like on my desk, like trying to watch what everybody's saying.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a good day. So for the people in the community that might not have interacted with you yet, who are you and what do you do on the internet?
Oh, well, I am Ninja Platypus. I try to play games, sometimes not very well. And that's about it. I mean, I do some YouTube, but it's not good. And that's about my internet presence.
Yeah. What games do you usually stream?
Mostly Siege. I try to switch it up once in a while. But it's mostly a whole lot of Siege. Been playing some Dauntless lately, which is pretty fun.
How you like Dauntless?
It's okay. The first day I played it for like 3 hours, and now it's like an hour, and I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. Too much grinding. Same thing kind of happened with Destiny. Like when I first got into it, and it was new, it was great, and I could play it for a long time. Now I'm like, I can't even hurt these people. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, so that's where we like differ, because that's like my type of game. Like the fact that like in Dauntless, I can set and be like, hey, I want to get a leveled up version of this gear. Okay, all I gotta do is grind this monster over and over again until I get enough material. Like,
yeah,
that's my jam. But it sounds like so you're more into like shooter type games, competitive type games then?
Yeah. I mean, really mostly just Siege. I haven't played a Call of Duty since like the second Black Ops.
Yeah.
Halo, I can never really get into. I don't know why. We tried for a while back when those were fresh.
I could never get into Halo either.
And it might be a different story once they come out on PC, but
right? I'm kind of excited for that. So like I've told this story before, but like I never got into the Halo games when they were like new on like the 360.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get into them at MCC because I figured, okay, they're releasing all the games. This is my chance to kind of get into the universe and get some investment. But obviously that was a dumpster fire, and I could never really get into like the experience. But now that they're coming out on PC, I think I'm gonna jump into Infinite.
Gonna try them again, yeah.
Have you played Halo on PC before?
I have not. Only on the Xbox.
So we fired up. We had a bunch of people that were that played Halo, like tried to play Halo MCC. a while back. And then they released Halo 5 Forge is actually on the Windows Store. Like, you can download, like, the Forge and find games and stuff like that.
Okay.
And Halo feels really good on PC.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
I mean, assuming, I guess it probably wouldn't be exactly the same, but if it's anything like Splitgate, which I've been kind of digging the couple times we played it, I could believe that actual Halo would feel great on PC.
It's like a polished version of Splitgate, yeah. Minus the portals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Splitgate is still, I mean, a super super fun game.
Yeah.
Have you been playing a lot of that or no?
No. There was, like, me, Rap Jay, a couple other people played it when it was in the beta one night.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I think we had some epic showdowns in that, yeah. That one.
And then I've played it, I think, once for a little bit by myself after it went full release, but that's been it. Mm-hmm. We haven't really touched it since it went full release.
So have you always been a gamer? Like, have you been playing games all your life or no?
No. I actually, really? As a kid, I guess I wouldn't say I wasn't allowed to play video games, but I didn't have them. I was a sports kid.
Okay.
And I actually had to beg for years and years to get a PlayStation 2, which I don't think I got until like 8th grade.
Yeah.
So
after your friends already had PlayStation 3.
Right, yeah, yeah. So I was never really into video games growing up, which I suppose really is good, because once I got that PS2, that's pretty much all I did when I was at home.
Yeah. what sports were you playing before you got into games?
Oh, I played hockey for probably like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
A lot of baseball when I was younger, soccer when I was real younger. And then once I hit once I hit high school, it was hockey, and then I played football my junior and sophomore years.
Oh wow, that's I mean, those are two very physical sports.
Yeah, and then once I graduated, I haven't played a sport since.
Esports, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you got that PlayStation 2, like, what games were you playing back then?
Oh, it was. Oh my gosh, what even years Madden was that? It was mostly sports games. I played. I'll actually step right out here and check. Oh gosh, because I still have it.
Do you really?
Yeah. Madden 07, apparently. I played a lot of NHL Hits 2003.
Wow.
NHL 2002, NHL 2K7. Those are my jams. Oh, I love the Arena Football game.
What, I don't think I ever played that one.
What year was this? Oh my gosh.
I remember playing Hits and like NFL Blitz, and I thought those were like the most fun games. I still remember in college playing, I think it was NHL Hits, but it was the GameCube version, and my roommate had the GameCube version, but we were playing it on his Wii. And I love hitting people.
Yeah, it's fun. Hi, puppy. What do you want?
Oh, doggos. Yep. So you have a couple of doggos, right?
I do. I have two dogs.
Oh, yeah? What kind of dogs are they?
The black dog. Actually, we might as well just answer those questions, because I'm pretty sure they were in there.
I was going to say, somebody asked what the real names of the yellow dog and black dog were.
So the black dog, her name is Sparky. She is supposedly a purebred black lab.
Okay.
I don't really know. We don't have any papers or anything like that. I actually got her from a lady who shops at my day job. She finally got sick of, I don't know, a kid she was like renting part of her house to, because he was a piece of crap. And so she ended up kicking him out, and he was not very nice to Sparky, so she kept the dog and kicked him out.
Oh, wow.
And I have a coworker who's just all about animals. So this lady was asking her, like, oh, do you know anybody who, you know, wants a dog? Because I already have one and it's a little dog. I don't really have, you know, room for a full-bred Labrador. And so she asked me, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, yeah, sure. I'll take it. So I took her, and then within a month of having her, she was pregnant from the golden retriever down the block.
Oh no.
Which was great. And so yeah. So therefore we ended up with the yellow dog whose name is mm-hmm. Frenchie.
Oh my god.
So she's a Labrador retriever mix and she sheds just like you would think a Labrador retriever mix would shed.
Yeah, I was going to say I grew up with golden retrievers and then so that was when I was younger and then probably like in middle school, high school, we had labs. Okay. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Like I can remember sitting at my parents' house and like the sun would come through like the back sliding glass window or like the front bay window mm-hmm. and the dog would shake and you would just see like this cloud of hair just like float up into the sky.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Those are good sized dogs.
They are puppers. These two. Yep. They're big girls.
We were close to, getting a lab probably a couple months ago. Cause I've always wanted one for duck hunting, mm-hmm. To be able to train a retriever. But, like purebreds are so expensive. It's insane.
Right.
So at what point, after the PS2, cause obviously you're mostly a PC player now, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did that transition start to happen?
Oh, well, the PC transition didn't happen for a long time. So I had the PS2 and then when did Modern Warfare 2 come out?
Really? 2014?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Windows 360, no. 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2009, which is also actually the year I graduated from high school, wow. Modern Warfare 2 came out and one of my buddies, well, Cheesy, he plays games with us sometimes when he feels like playing Siege.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 came out and he had decided he wanted the Modern Warfare 2 Xbox 360 fancy bundle and all that stuff. So he got that and I bought his old Xbox 360.
Oh, nice.
So that was my first foray into actual online video games when I was 17 or 18 years old, finally.
Yeah.
So then from there, which, oh my gosh, last count I have probably almost 200 360 games.
Holy shit.
I've been a console pleb for a very long time. I have a lot of console
games.
This is
a whole new side of you.
Right?
I totally thought this podcast was just going to be us like sitting here making fun of console peasants.
Oh, but don't get me wrong, the consoles are still garbage, but it's all I had for a long time.
Yeah. No, I mean I played a ton on 360 and in fact when Xbox One came out, I traded in my 360 and I didn't have 200 games, but I probably had like 30 or 40 games that I traded in back then. But I can't get away from the PC now.
I actually still have all of my consoles. My 360, my Xbox One, the PS2 is out in the living room. And then I actually bought a PS3 from my uncle, mostly just because I wanted to experience the PS3 exclusives, which I have never really played. Those are all just sitting on the bottom of the shelf collecting dust. But I was like, you know, hey, I said, hey, you have a PS3. I said, you don't ever actually like play, do you? And he's like, no, it's pretty much just use it for a Blu-ray player. So I said, if I buy you a Blu-ray player, can I have your PS3? He was like, yeah, no, that sounds fine. And it happened to be around Black Friday. So I bought a Blu-ray player for like $20. And I got one of the George Foreman grill size PS3s and a few games, and for the most part, it's been just collecting dust because I don't ever play it.
I mean, at $20 bucks, I mean, you can't even be mad about buying a console,
right? Yeah.
So you haven't played any of the PS3 exclusives?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure mostly anybody who plays video games has probably played through the God of War series at one point.
Never played it.
What? You should.
No, I never played it.
You should.
I watched a roommate play parts of it when like the first one came out, when I was in college. But yeah, no, I've never played it because I've never been in like the Sony.
Okay.
Like, the Sony ecosystem. So like, I was a PC gamer growing up, Like the only consoles I had, like my parents bought me like Nintendo or Super Nintendo. I think I had an N64, and then I had a Sega Dreamcast.
Oof.
But other than that, like it was always PCs. Like I played a lot of Counter-Strike and Half-Life, and actually I used to play a ton of Rainbow Six back in like Rainbow Six 3.
Oh yeah, yeah. The like long Raven ago Shield. Rainbows, yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I used to play tournaments and stuff like that. Like that was like right when Steam was like first starting to come around and like online gaming was kind of coming into its own.
Okay.
But yeah, it wasn't until like after I had graduated from high school, probably my first year of college. So I'd say probably 06, 07 that I tried to run, Call of Duty 4 and I couldn't run it on my laptop that I had. So I was like, fuck, I really want to play this game. So I went out and I bought a 360. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was in the Xbox ecosystem through 360 and then, right around the time that the Xbox One came out is when I built a new PC because I had moved back home and like back to my home city. My wife now and I had an apartment, and so I'm like, well, I don't really need a laptop anymore. Like this laptop's kind of on its way out. Like I'm just gonna build a PC, and I built my new PC that is now actually kind of like my hybrid game PC.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Frankenstein parts from that and the other one I built to make a two PC setup.
Nice.
So have you always been like, have you always been a shooter player, like those types of games that, or when did you start playing shooters, I guess?
I mean, really probably with that Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Just because it's what we all played so much. But I mean, I do like shooters and playing with other people, but I will always love a good single player game.
Yeah.
Like easily my all time favorite game. I guess the Borderlands series can be multiplayer too, but like Borderlands, the Gears of War, which I guess can be co-op too. But like I really love games that I can just play by myself, you know, like the Fallouts, Skyrim, stuff like that, BioShock.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I will.
So, would you say Borderlands is probably one of your favorite franchises in that sense?
I mean, if I had to pick a favorite franchise,
yeah, I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay. I mean, it would probably have to be.
I always love asking people this question because it's a tough question and I don't know that I could answer it.
Like, there's just so many that I love. I mean, I do love the Borderlands, but the pre-sequel really wasn't that great. And I don't think I could give it to Borderlands, actually.
No?
I would have to say I would... The BioShock's probably over Borderlands for a game series.
BioShocks were solid. I've only played the first one. I've probably only played half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun to play when I did. You streamed that not too long ago, didn't you?
I did. I played a little bit of Infinite one night. Yeah, I think I
remember watching that.
Yeah, I wanted to play through all of them, but for some reason, the first BioShock was not streaming very well.
Oh, really?
So I just said, okay, well, let's see if Infinite works, and it did, so that's what I played.
Yeah, I think that I was watching your stream of Infinite for a little while. Like that's probably like the only time I've really watched any of like the BioShock of the newer ones, other than outside of the first one,
because
there's been a few of those games.
Yeah, but there's three of them. Yeah,
is there?
Yep.
Because it seems like people that do get into those are really passionate about that series.
Yeah, they're good games. The first one I loved the most because it was probably the most atmospheric. Like the first time I played it, I was just on edge the entire time I played, which was fantastic. And I mean, the second one was just fun. You essentially play as the Big Daddy, which is, you know, the big, huge top boss, I suppose. And then Infinite just got real weird, but it was great as well. like time rifts and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like, this is too much of a head trip, but I like playing it.
Now, do you play games off stream often, or if you're playing, are you usually live?
For the most part, if I'm playing games, I'm probably streaming it.
Yeah.
Like this week, I suppose I've been playing some Dauntless off stream, just because I'm not real into those grindy kind of games. At least for streaming, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Gets kind of boring for streaming.
It's a different skill set, I think, to stream those as opposed to streaming like a Siege or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I can stream like the grindy games and like the grind loop and like Destiny and Dauntless like fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like competitive games like if I were to play Siege or like Counter-Strike or even if we play comp and Destiny, that's where I struggle to stream those games because I get so intently focused that I
in the game forget chat.
Yeah, I forget that I'm streaming. Yeah. And I look up and like there's like chats going crazy. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, all right, talk amongst yourselves." Carry on.
That's the painful part about it. Like before I started really streaming and I play Siege, like I did so much better. But now that I stream when I play Siege, I just don't care about the game as much anymore, really.
Yeah.
Like, I still have my moments where I can go off and do good, but for the most part, I'm just like, no, I'm here to, you know, provide entertainment for the chat. I'm not really here to win. That doesn't matter. But
so when did you get into Siege? Like, did you start playing that when it first came out?
Siege, I'm pretty sure I bought on the Xbox One like a week after it released.
Oh, okay.
And I actually
started on Xbox.
Yeah. And I actually didn't know like anything about it at all until Wrong Muffin Man, who was my coworker at the time, started talking about it. I was like, what is that? And he kind of told me, oh, that sounds fun. So he bought it and I was playing with him and his buddies. And I've put well over 1,000 hours into that game on the Xbox. Like as soon as we started it, I was like, this is it. This is my game. Like
this is the game.
Like any other shooter I've tried to play, like not good. Like if I wanted to go back and look at any like stats, like KD and stuff like that, it's probably like a 0.5 for any first person shooter I've ever played.
Yeah.
But then I started Siege and I was like, I can do this. I like this.
Siege has kind of a weird composition because it almost takes like the twitchiness of like a Call of Duty or something like that, and matches it with the more technical and tactical aspects of I don't know, like a Counter-Strike or something like that. But then in a way, you've also got this class/hero based build structure of like an Overwatch, but obviously all set into this really realistic setting.
And then there's, well, I guess Battlefield, the destructibility doesn't matter too much, but then you bring in the map destructibility, like you.
Oh yeah.
Almost no round is going to be the same based on how, you know, people play, what they open, what they destroy.
Some shit I've seen y'all do, like shooting through walls, and I'm like, I have no idea how you knew that they were there. But you just, like, turn and you, like, shoot this wall, like, 3 times and you've killed somebody. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
That's, like, where's the wall hacks?
That's 1,000 hours on Xbox, and I'm pretty sure I'm past that on PC now, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me check quick.
So what while you're looking, what made you switch to PC then?
So after I graduated high school, I went just straight into work. And Cheesy actually has been like a PC kid his whole life. He built computers with his dad and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he, for a really long... Oh, I'm only at 865? Okay, I guess I'm not at 1,000 hours yet on PC.
Fucking casual.
Rip. You're right. Those are rookie numbers. But so he, for the longest time, was always trying to get me into PC. And I was, like a lot of people are, I don't know, you know, the mouse and keyboard, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But then, as, like, Muffin and his group of friends that I was playing Siege with started to play more and more on PC. They're playing, like, Arma, DayZ, way back when it was just a mod for Arma. mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So then I would just be by myself playing video games more and more. I was like, okay, I guess right, I could build a PC. So we built one. Cheesy helped me pick it out, and he actually built it while I stood there and handed him stuff that he asked me to hand him. So we did that, I don't know, 2010, 2011 maybe.
Okay, yeah, so it was a while ago.
So then, you know, I didn't really try to stream. I did, well, that's not true. I did probably less than a dozen times on Twitch, just straight from the Xbox, tried to stream. Mm-hmm. It was not good. It wasn't a good plan. It wasn't good. But so then we started playing more and more on PC, and then obviously as I moved more just to that, when was it, last year that I built this new PC? I finally decided to pull the trigger on Siege for PC. But the PC that I was using didn't run it very well. So then finally, I think last year, maybe 2 years ago, I said, fine, forget it. I'll build a new one. So my whole tax return went into the big black box that sits right next to me.
Oh boy. I like big black boxes. what is currently in your big black box?
Oh gosh. What does this thing have? i7 7700K. Do I only have a 1066 gig? Because I was building this just as Bitcoin was coming down off of all its hype.
Yeah.
And if I would have waited like a, you know, couple months, I could have got a much better graphics card at probably the same price, but I was sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said, cheesy, so this will work. I'm buying the 1066 gig. We're putting it in.
I'm glad you at least got the 6 gig, because I know there's some people that have been like, oh, I'm just going to get a 1060, and they don't notice that there's a 3 and a 6 gig.
Yeah.
And the 3 gig does not perform nearly as well.
I bet.
But I mean, that 1060 is still a solid card.
Yeah. Next time around, Cheesy already has my whole next PC planned out. I don't even know what all he's got going on with it.
Excellent.
But that,
it's a slippery slope, man.
But that'll definitely be after I'm done with school.
My first PC, AJ Swain helped me build it, and I told him I had like a budget of $1,000, like that was all I was gonna spend.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, well, I really want to invest in this part because it'll, you know, set me up for the future. I really want to invest in this part. Also, I want everything all white. Also, I want RGBs. Also this, and so like my $1,000 budget turned into like a $1,600 budget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, yeah, I spent more than I wanted to, but like this PC will last me a while. Like I don't build PCs that often. And then 2 years later, I built a second PC because by then I had started streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to obviously have like the Ryzen processor. So I bought the Ryzen processor and upgraded that. And I was like, well, you know, if I just bought like a power supply and like another case, I could put this PC together and then I could have two PCs. So now I have two PCs with like absurd amounts of power that I probably don't need. And I'm now, this weekend, we're installing central air in our house because the temperature of my office stays typically about 30 degrees warmer than the rest of the house.
Right.
Which is great in the winter, but once it starts to get like 80, 90 degrees outside,
yeah, that's too much.
I have to run AC. So there's another like $3,000 that's going into just putting air conditioning in to support like the human
yeah,
side.
And
of
it's all
PC
your
setup.
Fault. Yeah.
It's 100% all my fault. Yeah. Well, that's cool. So what made you decide to, I guess, how did you find Mixer?
A couple of people that actually watched on Twitch, mm-hmm. Pungy Stick, and I think she's just Renee now, but LOL, mm-hmm. Renee.
Yeah.
They started talking about moving over to Mixer, and I was like, well, I'm building this new PC that should be able to stream. I said, maybe I'll try streaming again on Mixer. And I did, and it was, you know, it was going fine. This is whatever, you know, slow new streamer problems.
Yeah.
And then Boys, who's around once in a while, but he's one of Wrong Muffin Man's buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his soon-to-be wife, actually, I think, were up visiting Muffin. And since we're all video game friends, we were hanging out with them. And we actually went to Best Buy, and they bought me a webcam, which I had no idea about. And I was real upset when they did it, because I'm like that.
Yeah.
Especially since I was like, well, you know, said, Ladyboys, what is he doing with a webcam? She was like, I don't know. He makes his own purchases. I'm not sure. So they bought this webcam, and then we were walking out, and he just handed it to me, and he said, here you go. It's for the stream. And I looked at her, and she was just laughing. I said, you fucking knew. You knew the whole time. She's like, well, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so mad at both of you.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice of them. So then got the webcam set up, and I guess, I don't know, things started to pick up a little bit more. And, you know, me, Muffin, and Boys, we playing Siege. And then one night, Miss J stumbled on my stream.
Oh, man.
And enjoyed how much we were all arguing with each other. And, I mean,
and said, hey, I got a group of fucking asshole friends, too. You should check them out.
Right. So she was just having a great time. And then she, you know, joined my Discord. We kind of started playing games together. And the rest is kind of history. And now I'm here on the One of Us podcast. Crazy.
It's crazy how things progress, huh? I mean, you've made it now.
I've made it. I've made it. Am I famous?
You're on this podcast.
I'm on this podcast. This is it. This is how you know.
Yeah, this is the mountaintop. Yeah. It's all fucking downhill from here. So obviously then you're into streaming. You've met Jay. You guys start doing a bunch of co-streams, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you into like wanting to keep streaming? Like what part of the streaming really do you find the enjoyment in?
I don't really know. I don't know. I just love it. I mean, I started because I figured, like, I'm going to play the games anyway. And yeah. I know that once in a while, the squad's pretty entertaining. So maybe other people want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now it's just fun. I know I've tweeted about it before, how much it just kind of blows my mind. I mean, we had people in the stream from like Australia, UK,
yeah,
Canada, obviously.
Especially because like, you being kind of more late night type of deal. You probably catch a lot of the later time zone.
So I start at the time where like the US people will come in and hang out and then kind of start to lurk off. And then I'll just be by myself for a while. And then if I stream late enough, all the UK people start coming in the morning and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just
I know your offline image so well, because a lot of times I'll come into your stream like either late at night or like after I get done streaming, and I'll watch for a little bit and I'll start to doze off at the desk. So I'll go to bed, but I'll leave the window open. And then when I go to start the computer up the next day, like your stream is still up, but it's your offline image. And I'm like, oh man, that's where we ended up last night. No, but I asked that question because I mean, I can tell when you're streaming and I've got you up or something like that, you could tell that you're genuinely having fun. You know, whether it's the game or just the, you know, chopping it up with chat or whatnot, but it seems like you have a ton of fun streaming.
For the most part, yes. And that's
for the most part.
I mean, there's days when obviously the game isn't going so good, and then chat's just over there talking smack, and it all just compounds, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna hit the stop stream button right now. I'm so mad.
Chat always knows the right thing to say, right?
Yeah. Which I mean, happens, like streamers are people too, but
yeah.
I try to you know, yes, be genuine, and when I'm starting to get mad, I try to let them know, like, guys, calm down. This is gonna go downhill quick,
down now.
I promise.
Yeah.
But it
it's a lot of fun. I'm a firm believer that like positivity is important, and I think it helps create a good stream. But it has to be genuine, you know, and like you said, we're all fucking human. Mm-hmm. Shit goes wrong sometimes. Shit gets frustrating. We have bad days, whether it's from stuff outside of stream or like streams, you know, you don't feel like stream's going well, mm-hmm. or you're not playing well, or you're in a funk. And you're right, though, like chat can sometimes compound those issues. And it does make it tough.
Yeah, and that's like I know there's, I'm sure, streamers out there who will, you know, put on a persona for stream, and yeah. I, to be honest, hope I never get to that point. Like I just, you know, I stream the video games. Here I am. This is me. Whatever. Stay here if you want. Yeah. Don't. It's fine. I'll be like here either way.
Yeah. All right, so I wanted to do something special, and you're probably the only person that's going to get to do this on the podcast.
Ooh,
nice. But E3 starts this weekend, and we're recording on Thursday, so before any of the conferences have happened. But the podcast is going to release on Monday after I think a lot of the big conferences are happening, because I think like Microsoft is on Sunday. Ubisoft's on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And the last like couple of other ones are on Monday morning before this podcast will come out. So what I wanted to do is I think we're going to each share two E3 predictions. All right. And I told you earlier, I think I said, come with one that you think is pretty realistic. And then one prediction that you think is more of an off the wall, a little bit more of a stretch prediction. And then we'll make them now, and then Monday when this comes out, everybody can listen back.
We'll
and
see how if wrong we're right we were. Wrong. Okay.
Yeah, right. So I'll start. I think, and this is probably my more realistic one, I think we're going to see a AAA Avengers game announced at E3. I'm not sure where we're going to see it announced, but I think we're going to see one.
Okay.
I think it would be hella dope. I don't know if you ever played... God, it was like an Xbox launch game. It was like Marvel Ultimate Heroes or something like that.
I believe I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever played it.
It was like an isometric like action game, like kind of like a Diablo type of deal.
Okay.
But you would like level your characters up and like unlock new moves and like I think like okay. even a game like that or something like a third person
like a really... it was like a Marvel's MMO kind of game.
Almost, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I remember I used to, like, my wife used to play it with me. Like, we would just do, like, shared screen co-op type stuff. And just, like, you could be Spider-Man or whatnot. But, like, I always thought, like, kind of like how they did Spider-Man on PlayStation a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, something like that with the Avengers where you could, like, unlock different Avengers and level them up. I thought that would be really cool. But I think after all the hype that... like Infinity War and Endgame had, like I wouldn't be surprised if we see a game announcement. All right, what do you got?
I mean, I kind of hope they at least announce more concrete information about the new Bethesda game, Starfield, I think it's called.
Is it Starfield or Starlink? There's been so many of those. There's like Starbound, Starlink, Starfield, Starcraft.
I guess. I'm not sure. But really, I guess I don't know about if you'd really consider that a prediction, but I hope. That's what I hope for, I guess we'll say.
Well, I mean, that would be your prediction, is that they're gonna release a little bit more information, maybe like a gameplay trailer.
So that one, and I guess I'm taking two for this one, Cyberpunk 77.
Yeah?
That I'm excited for. The makers of,
are you?
Makers of Witcher 3, but futuristic, techie. I'm pumped for it. I loved that game.
Witcher 3 was the game that I used to test my GTX 1080 when I first put that in.
And it was... probably painful. I'm pretty sure that's fucking, a pretty...
It was glorious. that'd be cool. Like, I haven't watched too much on Cyberpunk, but, I mean, anything CD Projekt Red comes out with is usually pretty incredible. Alright, now for stretch predictions. This is one I would love to see happen, but I don't know if it will happen. I think the new Xbox console will get announced. That's not really the stretch part, but I think the big kicker on it is it's going to be completely cross-play and cross-save with Windows PCs.
Oh.
So I think that they're going to move towards like a Microsoft ecosystem. So you can buy like an Xbox console, and you can buy your games, play your games, save your games on your console, and then you'll be able to move to your Windows PC, and you'll have those games and your saves. Or you can just stay on your console and play with your friends that are on PC. But I think they're going to try to break down the barriers between PC games and console games.
So
with this next generation.
Do you think, because they already kind of have that with the digital download stuff,
mm-hmm.
you think they'll fully go into, if you have like a physical disc for the console, it'll work that same and you can play it on PC?
I would think so. I would think so. I think there's got to be a way. You know, they might link like the full like crossplay cross save to like digital games, because I think there's still a part in Microsoft where they realize there's a benefit to having like a fully digital library. And I get that some people are connected to their physical discs.
Yeah.
But as far as like distribution and being able to handle licenses, it's like way more effective to distribute, you know, digitally. Maybe they'll come up with a way, like a microtransaction that you can buy for like $5-$10 that would, you know, give you the license for crossplay or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think the next iteration of Xbox console is gonna start to break those barriers down between consoles and PCs, and it's just gonna be fucking video games.
That would be interesting.
I would dig it, man. As like I can't use a controller, especially for shooters,
right?
Anymore.
Yeah,
it's... and you know, I played a ton of Destiny 1 on console, but now just like the muscle memory of mouse and keyboard, and not only that, but when I play like active games like shooters and stuff, like I have death grip on a controller. I get the worst. Dude, I get the worst hand cramps now. Like I tried to play Destiny 1 on console like a month ago. And first of all, I was terrible at it. But even after just like one game of PvP, like my hand was cramping, like it hurt. So yeah, I think they're gonna try to move to kind of break those walls down, which I think will be a huge benefit, because then, you know, the Microsoft platform is now all of a sudden the biggest one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You bring Xbox and PCs together, and now it's not Xbox versus PC versus PS4. It's Microsoft versus
PlayStation,
PS5.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool. That's my stretch and my hope, because especially as like a PC streamer, like it'd be nice to play with a lot of the community, and I know a lot of them are on console, and it does kind of suck to not be able to play with a lot of people I interact with on a regular basis.
Yeah, I understand that. So I guess my stretch, I think it's finally time for Half-Life 3. okay, no. I want them to, again, I guess we're gonna talk about Bethesda. I want the next single player Elder Scrolls game to come out or be announced or something, at least. Like,
that would be crazy. Didn't they have a teaser for it like in the last E3? Like they teased Elder Scrolls 6 or something like that.
Something like that, but I don't.
But there was no information.
Yeah, I don't even know if they teased a title, but you could just tell like this is an Elder Scrolls, whatever this is.
Yeah.
So I want that. I mean,
like a true sequel to Skyrim.
Yes. None of this ESO garbage, which some people like, and that's fine, but it's not for me.
Man, could you imagine?
But they did the. Next Fallout, it's time for a Skyrim-based game to come back.
Could you imagine, one, if they released a new Elder Scrolls game, but two, if they fucked it up as bad as they did Fallout 76?
I know some people who still enjoy 76.
But, like, could you imagine the outrage?
Right.
Like, Fallout 76 was bad, but, like, you come off of a Skyrim, and then you just botch a series.
Right, yeah.
It'd be brutal. But I think that's such a cool universe that I think that it's pretty easy to make an enjoyable game when you've got fucking dragons and magic and swords and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure between the 360 where I started on Skyrim, and then obviously PC where I could start modding it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain I put at least twice the time into Skyrim that I have into Siege.
Oh yeah, I had a full playthrough on 360, and then I bought Skyrim with all of the DLC and everything, on a Steam sale for like, I don't know, $8.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought just so that I could mod the hell out of it and see if I could like break the game. Yeah. And then it was like a week after that Steam sale that they announced the Skyrim Special Edition that had like all the upgraded textures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, if you own Skyrim on Steam, we're going to give this to you for free. I'm like, well, that's pretty glad I bought that for $8 last week.
Right. That's kind of how I ended up with it for it on PC, because I had it on the 360, and then I think I was somewhere once, probably Walmart maybe, but they had the PC, the whole Elder Scrolls anthology,
mm-hmm.
Arena, yeah. Daggerfall, Morrowind, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty cheap, so I bought it and obviously pretty much only installed Skyrim and played that a little bit. So, and yeah, that special edition came out, and they were like, oh, hey, so since you have Skyrim on PC, have a special edition for free. And I was like, yep, okay.
Nailed it. Yep, I love
I'll take that.
That's pretty cool. All right, you want to get into some Discord questions then?
Oh, sure.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'll start with the standard questions. What is the origin story of your username?
Oh, like... Okay.
Like where did Ninja Platypus? How did Ninja and Platypus come together?
It's been my name since I got an Xbox 360, which, like we talked about earlier, was a long time ago. I honestly don't remember where the name came from. I can, however, talk about the fact that on Xbox it had the 69 at the end because I was just ending high school, and I'm pretty sure we all had 69s at the end of our name.
Yeah, 69s or 420s, whatever.
So that explains the drop of the 69 now that I'm on PC and streaming and stuff.
Now that you've matured?
Yeah. Yeah.
Question mark?
We'll say that. Yeah. Yeah.
What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell, and what song would it play?
The adult version of an ice cream truck?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go probably with... 50 milliliter alcohol bottles, little shooters.
Oh, there you go.
And obviously it would just have to play Lil Jon yelling shots on repeat.
I love it.
Would have to be my guess.
Can you imagine you're out in your front yard, you're doing some gardening or something, you just hear shots, 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 shots. Yep. And you're like, oh my God, the liquor truck is coming.
Yep. And you just go, you know what? I could go for a little bit of Captain. Let's go buy one.
See a bunch of fully grown men just running down the street. Everybody be in a lot better shape.
That's true. That's true.
I've seen Rock run that much. An epic feast is held in your honor. What's on the table?
Oh, God. What?
Yeah.
What's on the table? I mean, probably definitely a lot of pasta, being an Italian. I love my noodles. Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
I love me some Italian food. And it's gotten worse because where I work, we make pasta sauce. Like, we probably make like 80% of the pasta sauce that's on like grocery store shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So like, my work always smells like either pesto, spaghetti, or pizza.
Nice.
And as a fat kid, like, it's really hard to get through a day of work.
Yeah, so there definitely have to be a few different pastas. I do love me some salmon.
Mm-hmm. That's a solid feast, though.
Probably a tray full of Baconators from Wendy's. Like, those are such a bad choice, but they're so good.
It's like this really proper Italian restaurant, right? It's got some pastas, you got some smoked salmon, and then just a fucking plate of Baconators.
Hey, you know, you like what you like.
I mean, yeah.
Those are so good.
You do you. Who was your role model growing up? Or who was your role model now?
I don't really.
Either way.
I don't really know, to be totally honest, that I have one either way.
Really?
I mean, I guess I could.
Just your own man, huh?
Probably go with the answer. I mean, I'd probably go with the answer of my mom, and on the other side of that, an anti-role model in my father. But I mean, really, I mean, I guess role model, whether I think of them that think whatever consciously or not, yeah, it would probably be my mom and my grandpa.
Yeah.
Because whether I think of them as really role models, they definitely did shape who I am today. So
yeah, I mean, I think like family is like one of the obvious, like the family that you were close to growing up is kind of like the obvious thing, because that's really who shapes us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrifying to think about now that I have a son. That at some point, like, I am shaping this human mind and personality and things like that. It's kind of terrifying. Just a little bit. Last and arguably most important of the standard questions. What is your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
S'mores.
All right, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. There's been some fucking wild answers to that question.
Also partially sure that's the only flavor of Pop-Tarts I've ever eaten, but that's because,
oh, really?
That's because they're one of the only ones that appealed to me.
That's fair. That makes sense then.
I mean, also, the only time I eat Pop-Tarts is when I'm sick of all of the other food at my work, and we have, I think, strawberry, there's one other one, and then there's s'mores. So I look at those on the shelf, and I just go, well, I guess it's s'mores.
What do you do for work, if you don't mind me asking?
I work at a gas station. It's not all that exciting. I guess for anybody who listens who is from the Midwest, like me, Wisconsin. I work for Quick Trip Incorporated, which is, I mean, a gas station, but they do like hot food. I've been told by a lot of people we have some of the best meat out of Walmart, Aldi's, anywhere that sells food.
Kinky.
But we have landed on the, pretty sure somewhere in the top 50 places to work in the whole United States.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Then.
And it's, we're only in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, for not very many states, relatively smallish, just gas station chain, top 50 places to work in the whole nation. Can't complain
about that.
It's a pretty good company.
It's pretty solid. How long you been doing, like, how long you been doing that?
That is the job that I have worked since I graduated high school.
So no shit.
I've been there.
Okay.
I guess I haven't fully been there for 10 years because I did take, not intentionally, but I took 3 months off 1 year because I was supposed to go work out on the pipelines in the Dakotas. But then that never really happened. So I just went back.
I mean, that's saying something, though. Like, at any job to be there for 10 years, like, obviously, there's got to be something they're doing right to keep you.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm also really finally getting sick of it, and that's why I'm in school for welding.
Oh,
switch it way up.
That's pretty. It's like it's polar opposites, but it's an awesome trade to be into, because people always need welders, man, and it is an art and a science.
Most definitely.
Battle Cow asks, what's your favorite part about Mixer as a platform?
I guess if you turn FTL off, there is. But probably the almost instant chat.
Yeah.
I like that. you know,
it makes a world of difference. A
lot more interactivity between the streamer and the chat.
I streamed on Twitch a couple of weeks ago for a charity stream. I was on the Project Guardians channel for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very jarring how much like different, even when like Twitch is low latency, like it's not Mixer.
Yeah.
And it's definitely jarring going back to that.
Yep. I noticed that too with it's Matt though, who sometimes plays with us, but he streamed on Mixer for a bit and then he decided to go back to Twitch. But once in a while I'll pop in his chat and it's just, yeah, it's totally different there.
It's crazy. Chaotic Disorder asks, what's with the bunny suit?
So that, my bunny onesie, funnily enough, it was around Christmas time of last year, I believe. And I'm not even sure what Jay and I were arguing or fighting over. But I was at Walmart and I said, will you stop being upset if I tell you I have a surprise for you on tonight's stream? And I bought the pink bunny onesie.
Oh my God.
And now
it's a thing.
And now it's a thing sometimes when I want to sweat the worst that I've ever sweat in my life wearing that stupid thing. I didn't
think about that. That's got to be real warm.
it's so bad. And it's also kind of tight. It doesn't fit me very well.
Even better.
Which is why I bought the Pray the Platypus onesie. And that thing, I mean, I love, and it's huge, but unlike the bunny onesie, which zips up, the Perry one has buttons, and like seam, I guess you would call it, which is probably like 4 foot long, has like 6 buttons. So I definitely have to make sure I'm wearing some kind of clothes underneath the Perry onesie.
Otherwise it gets a little revealing, huh?
Yes.
Spore asked, and I thought this was an interesting question. How are you people confident enough to go on camera to everyone?
To be honest, for that question, Spore, I really wasn't. It was forced upon me.
Yeah,
like we talked about the people who were visiting, I was like, I might get a webcam if I hit like, you know, 200-300 follows, maybe. Instead, I had like 75 and they were like, here you go. And I was like, oh, okay. So the camera part, at least, yeah, was definitely forced on me.
I streamed for quite a long time before I switched over to Mixer, but I streamed for quite a long time without a webcam. Because it's harder to get that like that confidence up to do it, and I would even say like even to this point, like I don't necessarily know that I'm confident enough to stream with a webcam, but you know I do.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to be able to connect with your audience, right? So I look at it in that way, that like I can look without saying anything. If something crazy happens in the game, I can look at chat and just kind of give them I just did that.
That's,
and like it's such nonverbal communication that it helps connect with the audience so much better.
Especially if you're a rather facially expressive person like I am, the webcams, not really a necessity, but almost.
I've got to be careful though, because like sometimes I'll be playing with people, or like my friends will bring friends into like a raid or something like that, and somebody will say something that I think is kind of off, and I'll make a face, and I got to remember that I'm like on camera. Like everybody can see me make that face at people, but.
Right. That's the thing about new people. Like I catch myself doing it sometimes too, like playing Siege. And if I'm playing with someone for the first time, I won't really know like either the operator they pick or what their name is. So I'll just be watching them and I'll just be like, what is this person doing? And then I'll realize, this is the person I'm playing with. You're a dick. Oh my God.
We were raiding one night, shortly after. So on my stream, I've got a keyboard and mouse cam. So I've got one camera that's above my main monitor and it just shines down on my mouse and keyboard so that people can see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that it was there, and we were raiding one night and we had a really tough time on this one encounter. And it was like silly mistakes that had us keep wiping over and over and over again. And somebody called me out one time after we wiped, and I just like clenched my fists like I was just about to punch something. And somebody in chat was like, yo, I see you clenching those fists. You're getting a little pissed off over there, a little salty over there. And I'm like, oh shit, like I forget you guys can see that. Rob asks, what is your biggest pet peeve that you see streamers do?
When they don't wear pants on stream, Rob.
God, isn't that the worst?
It is. It's really...
You know what's even worse than that, I think, is when they won't admit it.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
You know?
Like
they try to bullshit you and be like, no, I'm wearing pants,
yeah,
don't worry.
It's, I mean, come on. Class up, yeah. You know?
Yeah, right? Just, seriously. Just put some fucking pants on, all right?
Can I have a serious answer for that question too? Also,
yeah, no, absolutely. I would love a serious answer.
When, if you're going to be a streamer, interact with the chat, like really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether, you know, even if you're just streaming straight from the Xbox, no fancy nothing, like have chat open on your phone, pay attention to it.
Chat should be your priority.
I mean, I guess more so than just being a pet peeve, like that's streamer 101, really.
Yeah. And I think like the only time, and I don't even know that it's still acceptable, but like I notice if I ever watch Ninja, you know, there's a lot of times where he's in game where he's not paying attention to chat, but that's because he plays at such obviously a higher level than all of us.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, at Fortnite at least.
Oh, that Ninja. But like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Ninja. no, but like, you know, those types of guys, like your Ninjas, your Dr. Lupos, like people that are playing at like a professional level, you know, a lot of times they end up focusing on their game, but their viewers are there for that type of content.
Yeah,
like they're there you know, insanely high levels of gameplay. You and me,
yeah,
people are not there to see us
right.
play the video games. so yeah, I mean, it's always like one of the things that I've recommended people is like learn how to talk. Like the first person you're going to talk to when you start streaming is yourself. And then when chat comes, like you got to remember that chat is numero uno, and should be your primary focus. Jay Crisby asks, is there a content creator that you look up to? And if so, who? I think she's fishing for compliments over here.
I mean, obviously Jay Crisby herself, but
clearly only logical answer. Okay, do you want a real answer to that one too?
I guess not so much streamer, but I've always liked Markiplier.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've been told, granted, I don't play a whole lot of the games he does, but like when he plays horror games, at least for me, I've been told I play those kind of games a lot like he does, apparently. I don't really know.
Oh, really?
I don't see it that much, but I guess I do.
I despise horror games.
Yeah.
The last horror game I played was like the original Outlast.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like probably 10 minutes in, and then I threw my mouse across the room.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like the first jump scare in Outlast got... Granted... my wife was watching TV next to me while I was playing, so like the lights were off.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really expecting it to be like that type of a game, and I was on a laptop just literally sitting on the couch, and the first jump scare that comes out in the original Outlast like got me, and I threw my mouse and I just like flipped my headphones off of my head, and like my wife thought it was the funniest shit that she's ever seen. She looks over and I'm just like, the only thing I didn't throw was the laptop, thank God, because that would have been bad. But
right,
yeah, I don't think I've played a horror game since.
I played through Outlast not that long ago.
Yeah,
it was. Well, then again, I mean, I go into horror games knowing I'm not gonna let myself get too into it because I know that'll happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that actual Outlast, I know there was two actual just jump scare moments that were out of nowhere that I got legitimately mm-hmm. scared at, and I hated it because jump scares are dumb. And I know after the second one, I even paused the game and I looked right at chat and I was like, you know, it's not even the things that are supposed to be scary. I was like, it's the fuckers who just pop out around a corner you're about to go on when you're just walking around, and then if you do anything, they just jump out and they're just like, ah, and then they leave. It's like, fuck, why? Why?
I love watching other people stream horror games. Mm-hmm. Like when Jay was playing one a couple weeks ago, and like watching her
Monstrum,
the shit scared out of her was the funniest thing that I've ever seen. But I couldn't imagine like ever trying to do that. Like, I'd be such the biggest little bitch on one of those games. I'll make that like an extra life incentive for this year. If we raise enough money, I'll play like a horror game on stream.
Oh shit, do it.
Be a little girl on stream.
Do it.
It's Bree asks, how does it feel to play with gamer grills?
So I guess we can maybe just kind of combine this, and I think Curly asked something about girls too.
Damn, you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a dual part question, like, because obviously you play with Bree and Jay a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like Bree's question was pretty much, you know, what is it like to play with, you know, gamer grills? Well, obviously I mean gamer girls. But then Curly asked, do you notice like a difference, like not necessarily in gameplay, but like how the support is different or the leadership is different, etc.
Yeah. And I guess to answer first more so Curly's part, I don't really have a preference either way, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, as long as whoever I'm playing with isn't a toxic piece of shit, I don't really care who I play video games with. Like,
right. Right.
It's kind of whatever. So then to, I guess, directly call Bree out, playing with gamer grills is just fine. Except for when the two of you, you and Jay specifically, go...
Wow, targeted.
Yep, go on your mood swings of let's troll people in the game chat with being girls. because, I mean, like...
I feel like there's a story behind this.
There is. There was one night, the three of us, and I'm pretty sure it was only the three of us, were playing, and... Bree mostly, but then Jay hopped on board quickly, was like, let's troll these people in games, you know, just talking game chat, make sure they know we're girls, let's see what kind of reactions we can get. So it was painful.
Yeah.
Cause Bree is a troublemaker. Like sometimes you get, you know, funny reactions, whatever. However, when they talked, and this happened like two or three games in a row, and then nobody said anything, they were like, let's just leave, we don't want to be here anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, girls, no, we're here to play a game.
It's not how video games work.
But obviously I don't want to take the backlash from that, so we left, obviously.
You made the right choice in a self-preservation standpoint.
Exactly. It was only looking out for myself when I decided, you know what, okay, we'll leave. That's fine.
So the less toxic question that Bree asked, do you like chicken nuggets? And if so, what's your dipping sauce of choice?
Who doesn't like chicken nuggets?
Right?
I mean, first of all.
So let me tell you, right? One of the greatest parts about having a son is that you can go... to McDonald's and order like hella chicken nuggets and nobody looks at you weird because you've got like a little kid in the back and he's going chicken nuggies and they're like, oh, how adorable, you're buying him chicken nuggets. I'm like, yeah, they're totally for him.
You can order hella chicken nuggets. Speaking of which, oh my god, today I went to McDonald's. I pull up and usually when I go to McDonald's I'll like get a meal and then usually chicken nuggets as well, and for the longest time they've had like the 2 for $5, and the 10-piece nuggets were on it. So I pull up and I'm like, oh, give me a quarter pounder meal And then, are the chicken nuggets still on the 2-for-5 thing? And the poor kid goes, we actually don't have the 2-for-5 anymore. And I just went, are you fucking kidding me? And then I calmed down and I said, okay, that'll actually be it. Thank you.
Poor kid.
But for like a long time, I'd go to, you know, go to McDonald's, get whatever, you know, maybe the 2 cheeseburger meal, quarter pounder meal, get some chicken nuggets too.
A little side nuggies.
Or I'll sometimes get the actual chicken nugget meal and then get the bacon McDouble as well because I'm a fat kid. I like to eat.
Yeah.
But yeah. You gotta do what you like gotta do. The time, not today, but the last time I was at McDonald's, I was like, okay, give me this meal and a 10-piece nugget. And the person was like, do you want to do the 2-for-5? Because otherwise you're paying like $4.75 for one thing of nuggets instead of 20. And I was like, yes, let's do that.
Yes, I like that idea.
So then, yeah, please. Like 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, 2-for-5, we don't have it anymore. Yeah. Why? They figured out the error of their ways. Why did you get rid of that?
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Probably.
But so what's your dipping sauce of choice?
Dipping sauce, I mean, I'm a fairly basic guy. I like myself the barbecue sauce. Sometimes
as long as you didn't say ketchup.
Sometimes I'll switch it up and get the honey mustard, but mostly barbecue sauce.
No, that's fucking normal. Like people that say ketchup are weird. That those are two completely normal options.
We did also, I think, kind of talk about this yesterday in my actual chat, and somebody, I think it was Boys, said the only acceptable answer is the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Never had it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I've never had Chick-fil-A before because we don't have
them around
here.
They built a Chick-fil-A near, like, in my city, I don't know, like a year ago now. And it was actually right over by my in-laws. And, like, the rush on it was so nuts that they had to have cops, like, at that intersection, like, for, like, a week straight, like, directing traffic. And, like, it's right like on the main road, and then behind it is kind of like a series of like neighborhoods and stuff, and they were like towing cars because people were like parking in front of people's driveways and shit, like to get to this Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, yeah, that's it can't be that good. Like there's no, like, I'm good. All right, Mr. Handsome asked, what's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime?
Yeah, do you watch a lot of anime?
I mean, I've watched, like, the basics, I guess.
Yeah.
I could say.
I mean, I've never watched any, so you could fucking make up a name, and I'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Rock's like, oh, yeah, you know, a lot of people like that one, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's, I've heard good things about Steve Big Eyes or some shit like that.
So, my favorite anime, I guess the longest one that I've watched in its entirety would be Fairy Tail, which is a fairly basic one.
That's a word
for those people who are weebs.
All right. From a non, like a 0% weeber, what's the 30-second or the 10-second pitch for Fairy Tail? Like, what's it about?
Fairy Tail is about a guild of essentially wizards. I guess not essentially wizards, they are. A guild of wizards.
Exactly wizards.
Yeah. A guild of wizards who mostly only ever win their battles through bullshit anime friendship powers. Kind of. Not really powers, but.
Okay.
Yeah. All the big battles almost always come down to that kind of.
So this is the animation version of Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I'm down. I get it. R2D's Nuts asked, which day is the start of the week, Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Yeah? Okay. Fair enough. I mean, yeah. Hadriel asked, what's your favorite Little Debbie snack?
Probably Ho-Ho's.
It's a good choice. Jay asks, if you had to choose between going naked or having your thoughts appear in thought bubbles above your head for everyone to read, which would you choose?
Going naked, because my thoughts are usually excessively angry since I work in retail.
Facts. Spore asked, how many bites does it take you to eat a double Whopper with cheese from Burger King?
I don't really know. I don't go to Burger King that often, but
who fucking eats Burger King?
Assuming a double Whopper is close to the same size as a double quarter pounder.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
I would probably have to give it 5, maybe 5. 6.
Yeah. He says he's done it in 4.
I don't know. I mean, I've also never really tried to eat it in as little amount of bites as possible, but
That could be one of your streaming sentences for Extra Life. We'll try to eat the double Whopper in one bite. While wearing the platypus onesie.
Yep. I like
it. All right, one last one. Jay asks, have you ever had an embarrassing moment on stream?
Oh, my God. Wait, I don't like this question.
What?
But I'll tell the fuck story anyway, since it's been in so many different streams anyway. So there was one night, we were playing some Siege, like usual. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure we actually had...
It was a late night too, wasn't it?
Probably. Pretty sure we had either a 4 or 5 stack that night. So there was a lot of people, you know, in the Discord chat, quite a few people in actual stream chat. Man, I had to pee. A couple people
lurking,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, probably. A lot of lurkers given the late night that I stream, but and I decided I had to take a pee break, and usually when I do that, I leave my headset either on the desk or on the couch in like the living room just outside of this little office I stream in,
which makes sense.
For some reason tonight, probably because I had been drinking, I decided I was just gonna leave it on. Plus, I was maybe playing music, and it was a song I liked. I don't really know. I don't remember.
There's a lot of factors.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors. But either way, I either usually leave the headset on the desk or out there, but either way, I almost always mute it. Sometimes I don't hit the mute button on my headset all the way. And I, A, didn't do that, and then, B, kept it on my head. So then I went into the bathroom to pee, and about 5 seconds into peeing, Chopazard is in my ear going, mute your fucking mic. So I made sure I hit the button, and then I laughed so hard at myself. And then I came back, and somebody was saying something about make sure we clip this from the VOD. So I real quick hit the end stream button and then begin stream again button, and I deleted the VOD. Which
the
clip is gone, but the story I'm pretty sure I will never live down.
So you want me to tell my side of the story?
Yes.
So there was a contest a while back for a Skater XL video. And that night, I think I had been hanging out with Jay. Jay hosted over to you. So I was kind of hanging out in your chat on like my second monitor while I was playing Skater and getting some clips. So I had OBS running and recording.
Oh no.
And like, I usually just kind of like listen to y'all's conversation. And then when I've got to record a clip, I just mute you, play the clip real quick to record it, and then bring the sound back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening, and I heard you say like something like, oh, I'm going to go take a piss, this and that. And then I had to film a clip, so I muted stream, right? I filmed my clip.
Okay, thank God.
And then I unmuted stream, and everybody was dying laughing and saying that like you had just pissed yourself or like just pissed like on Mike. The worst part is like that ended up being like a really crucial clip like in my video. And now every time I watch that video and I get to that clip, I go, oh, yeah, that was the time that Ninja peed on stream.
Okay. That's good. I really thought that story was going to go. So I do actually have you peeing recorded.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
you got like so lucky. Oh, like, it's unbelievable. And like, you came back and like you deleted the VOD. And I'm like, fuck. I go, I think I have it. Like, I think I have that clip, right? So I pulled up the recording and I went through like to the timestamp and I realized that I had muted it like as you were walking away to go pee. I was so disappointed. I'm like, oh my God, that would have been like the most epic clip ever.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness.
Oh, I would have made so much money blackmailing you. That would have been great.
I mean, all maybe right. if I would have had any money to pay blackmail, but all right.
Fair, fair. Well, that's all I've got, dude. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me. It was.
This is a good episode.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, a lot of laughs. My stomach is hurting from giggling. Why don't you take a little time, let people know where they can find you if they want to find more ninja.
Oh boy. Mixer.com/ninja platypus. And then I'm pretty sure the YouTube still has a 69 at the end of it, cause I don't think I can get rid of it, but I am on YouTube as Ninja Platypus 69. And I'm also fairly sure my Twitter handle. Yep. Also is Ninja Platypus 69.
I will put the show notes. I'll put the link to all of those in the show notes. So,
okay.
If you don't remember that, scroll down, click the links, give the man a follow, subscribe on YouTube.
I could talk about Instagram, but I never post there, so there's no point.
Dude, I'm so bad at Instagram, which is terrible because like it's the platform that I do the best on.
Mm.
Like a lot of like my 60-second Skater XL videos do really well on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I just fucking, I forget to post on Instagram. it's bad. But yeah, so y'all know me. I'm Roxy Roller. It's Roxy Roller on Mixer, Facebook, and Instagram. Roxy Roller 1 on Twitter and Roxy Roller TV on YouTube. Ninja, dude, thank you for coming on and hanging out for a little bit.
Thank you for having me, Rock.
All right. And we'll talk to everybody later. Bye.
Bye.
And that will be it for the 25th episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. Huge thanks to Ninja for taking the time out of his busy schedule to chat with us. Please make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you receive podcast content. We're now on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, as well as many other podcasting platforms. If you can, please rate and review the podcast, as this will move us up in the search results and help others find the community. Additionally, you can now support the podcast with a monetary pledge at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support. To help support production and commissioning costs. Don't forget to join the Discord at discord.gg/oneofus to chat with all of our guests and submit questions for future episodes. Additionally, we feature LFG, streaming and tech support, monthly game giveaways, and great conversation with over 2,000 members. You can find me on Mixer, Facebook, and Instagram at Roxy Roller, YouTube at Roxy Roller TV, and Twitter at Roxy Roller 1. For more awesome content from the One of Us stream team, be sure to check out the team page on Mixer, www.mixer.com/team/oneofus. I'll be sure to include all those links in the show notes as well. Stay tuned to the Discord for the announcement of the next guest, and make sure that you get your questions in time. Until then, I'm Roxy Roller, and this has been the One of Us Community Podcast.